Avram Vayikach ben Ba'ochor Rach Bakol Ha'itim El Mar Vayimaher La'asos So Rashi says Zeh Yishma L'chan Chol B'mitzvos. So I saw a fascinating kasha from Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin. Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin is one of the most prolific writers today in Lamdus. He writes a lot on the parsha. He is, I guess, the Litvish version. Rinas Yitzchak, the name is Svarn. Gvuras Yitzchak, very prolific. He's the Litvish version of the Minchas Asher. Minchas Asher is not Shel Chassidus himself. But they are the two paradigms today. They're the Klei Chemdas of this generation. Anyhow, so Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin asks, but wait a second. At the end of the day, why is it that Yishmael is a Bar Chinuch? Let's make a cheshbon. How old is Yishmael at the time? Yishmael was already 13 years old. Avraham Avinu, ironically at his bris milah, said, Baruch Shepatrani Me'onesh Hazeh. Avraham Avinu, when he was 13, he came potter, if you will, from Yishmael's Averos. So how could Rashi say that Yishmael was still subject to Chinuch? This is going to be our subject, Be'ez Hashem, for tonight. And that is the subject of Chinuch and the nature of a father's chiyuv, father and mother's chiyuv, to be mechanech their children. Before we go on, I just want to point out that there is a very basic lesson right here before we begin the lamdus and then the application for us, Be'ezer Hashem. But there's a very, very basic lesson right when we start, and that is that Avraham Avinu, when he is going to build a home of chesed, he has to involve others. He can't just do chesed on his own and just expect everybody else to follow, but rather in a nice and a beautiful way, Vayitein el anar. In a nice way, he asks Yishmael to come and join him. One of the stories that have made an indelible impression on me is what Rabbi Avram Willig, you see him often in the afternoons here, his wife and my wife are quite friendly, and his wife's Yichus, of course, she grew up in the Machlis family. So Rabbi Avram was showing me his apartment, so some of you might have heard this already from me, this is one of the things stories I always bring home to the Talmidim. He was showing me his apartment. We live right across the street from each other, on Nachal Achish and Ramat Beit Shemesh. And he was showing me his apartment, and he said, and the kids sleep in this room. And Baruch Hashem, they have a few rooms. And he said, I'll tell you why all the kids sleep in one room. Some Talmidim have been guests in Rabbi Willig's house. And he said, I want to be able to put the guests in many rooms, to have as many guests over. And he says, I remember in the Rosh Yeshiva of Mordechai Willig's house, and my father's house, says when the guests used to come from YU for Shabbos, so then all of the boys, all the Willig boys, used to move into one room, and everybody else took up the other room. So he said, I want to be able to teach my kids that it's okay to sleep 3, 4, or 5 in the room. Now their oldest daughter is already too old to sleep with the rest of the girls, the boys. So now they're two separate rooms, but still 3 or 4 boys in one room. Initially, all the kids were in one room. So then Rabbi Avram added, but that's nothing compared to my wife. And the Machlis family, on Shabbos, so they don't have all the kids in one room. He said there used to be, there are a lot of Machlis girls. He said there used to be 3 or 4 girls in one bed. In one bed. It's not Europe. This is Yerushalayim 15 years ago. Americans. A regular American young man and young woman. Rabbi and Mrs. Machlis. So when the parents begin to involve children, and my wife tells me, you see it, she's made out of different stuff than the rest of the women on the block. When it is Vayitein el anar, that transforms the person when the individual is involved. But this is a big tzarachiyun. How is there a chiyuv of chinuch on Yishmael if, after all, he's already a bar mitzvah? So we will deal with this question, Be'ezer Hashem, but let's take a step back and begin an analysis, a halachic analysis on the mitzvah of chinuch. Does chinuch require one to fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety? In other words, I have a son who already knows how to shake lulav, and I need to be mechayev him, katana yodeil in aneya, I need to be mechayev him, I have to be mechayev him, excuse me, with a lulav. Does a lulav have to be entirely kosher? Zakti ritzva, sukkah da beis on the days, that yes, every mitzvah of chinuch needs to be kosher. His raya is, the Gemara there on beis on the days says, in regards to Ilane Amalka, we learn out from Ilane Amalka that she had a son who wasn't bar mitzvah and put him in a sukkah that was higher than 20 amos. So this is brought as a raya to Amanda Omar, that a sukkah is kosher higher than 20 amos. So it says the ritva, we see from here, the Gemara is using that as an example of halacha of sukkah, where there was only chinuch. It must be that the chiyuv of chinuch requires to not just to do the mitzvah in its proper context, but it has to fulfill all halachas. However, Achronim point out, and this becomes a big machloikis in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tof Reish Nun Ches Siv Katan Chaf Ches, that the Raivon seems to disagree on some level. The Raivon, the Mordechai quotes the Raivon, and the Mishnah Berurah already makes, the Mishnah Berurah makes reference to it, you don't have to dig very far to find it. The Raivon said, the halacha that requires ulekachem lechem bayom harishon, that the lulav has to belong to you, so this halacha doesn't apply to a katan, that you could give a katan a lulav, not be machmir to him, he could be yotze with a lulav shol. Why? What's the pshat in this, Raivon? So many point to a Rashi in Chagiga. Rashi in Chagiga seems to formulate the mitzvah of chinuch not in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of bihidura, but rather a different type of way. On the Vav Amud Aleph, Rashi writes, "Halo einchin of katan elakidei lahanhigo sheisarich acham min hagolit kishiyagil." The requirement of chinuch is to prepare him when he gets older. Now, does it make a difference to a katan ayodeil and aneya in terms of hergo? That it's whether it's a sho'ul or whether it's a chen, whether in Hilchas Chosh and Mishpah, it doesn't make a difference. So that might be behind the Svaras HaRavon that says that you could use a lulav that is not, that's not lochem. Of course, we know that what's behind this halacha is that if you give it to the child can't give it back. Derech agav, that yisod in Chosh and Mishpah, that child can't be makneh, I think is... It's not only a halacha Chosh and Mishpah. I think it reflects a lot about what a child is. And I use this word with the utmost respect. A child is a parasite. A child is supposed to take and take and take their parents, at least from our perspective as parents. We are supposed to be there to constantly give the child. So a child could be kone, 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 child will never be machne. Child doesn't have the cough to give back. And we as parents, our role in living is to give to our children, Be'ezer Hashem. That's our role. So this halacha might encapsulate some nuances in regards to chinuch. Okay, so we have this machlokes. We have a machlokes between the Raivon and Rashi. The Rabbeinu Menoach on the Rambam, Hilchos Shvisas Asar, has a fascinating mahalach based on the Rambam's formulation in Perek Beis Halacha Yud in regards to mitzvah of chinuch, and much of Rabbeinu Menoach's formulation is going to be very important for us. The Rambam is really coming off a Mishnah in Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph that says that a young child, your mechanech, the young child in fasting on Yom HaKippurim by having him fast for a few hours. And the Rambam writes, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Katan ben Teish HaShon mun ben Eser Shonim, Mechanchen Oso L'Shoz. Listen to Lashon Rambam. So he fasts a few hours. V'fi Koach HaBen Mosifin La'anoso B'Shoz. And based on his Koach, encourage him to fast a little more. Ben Achas Esrei Shana, Bein Zohar Bein Nekeva, Misanu Umashim Nedivrei Sofrim, Kidei Lechan Chove Mitzvah. The Rambam says a younger child a couple of hours, and when it comes to an older child, he should fast the whole day, Kedei lechanko b'mitzvos. He adds the words kedei lechanko b'mitzvos. Comes along the Rabbeinu Manoah, and he's medayek in the Lashon HaRambam. Bo lehodienu. The Rambam is coming to teach us. The trei chanuche havi. There are two types. Say didim and chinuch. Kedaminim b'gemara. V'chinuch hashos ein achol midrabanan. When the child fasts, he's not fulfilling a mitzvah midrabanan. Fast for a few hours. The little child that's only fasting for a couple hours. My 7-year-old daughter, when she fasts an hour or two. There, listen to this lashon. It's not a few of midrabanan. So here he says, this din of teaching them to fast for a couple of hours is based on the pasuk chanoch lenar al pidarko, and that's not the mitzvah midrabanan of chinuch, writes Rabbeinu Manoah. However, the child that's already of the age that he could be able to fast on his own the entire fast, so that is chinuch midrabanan. What's he bringing out? What are these tzvei dinim over here? So Rabbeinu Manoah is saying, there are times that the Raivon is right, and there are times that the Ritva is right, according to the Rambam. That when you fulfill the whole mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah, so that's chinuch midrabanan. That's a mitzvah of chinuch midrabanan. That what? Let's be magdir exactly what Rabbeinu Manoah is saying. That just like we have a chiyuv min ha-Torah as bar mitzvah, that we are in the major leagues of mitzvahs, so too, a child is in the minor leagues of mitzvahs. He's a bar chiyuv midrabanan. And he has all the halachos. In the major leagues, a foul ball is a foul ball and a home run is a home run. In the minor leagues too, a foul ball is a foul ball and a home run is a home run. There are different leagues, but all the rules are the same. They're the same rules. So you're only mekayim the mitzvah. You're only mekayim the mitzvah if you do it the way they play it in the major leagues. That's chinuch midrabanan. However, there's another din. And that is the pasuk of chanoch lenar al pi darko. And there, the father is margil his son with mitzvahs, even if he's not fulfilling the mitzvah appropriately. So Rabbeinu Manoah says, the Rambam has both dinim. If we're talking about chanoch lenar al pi darko, so then in such a case, then you don't need to fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety. A father, if he's instructing, his child is still being mechanech him bibchinas pasuk b'mishlei. But the bar chiyuv midrabanan of chinuch could only be achieved by someone who's capable of doing the mitzvah, like someone who's capable of fasting. This is Rabbeinu Manoah's tzvei dinim mefurish, a real collector's item. Oh, we'll get to brachos soon. Right, so we'll get to brachos. I don't know if we're going to answer entirely, but let's, to talk about chinuch in an hour and to get to lulat hashkafa is obviously biting off quite a bit. Maybe we'll have to talk more another time. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin and he says, now I have a yishuv to the kash. And Rabbi Osai, it's kafta referach. Listen to Lashon HaGemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on the Aflamid Omer Aleph writes, get married young. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, get married young. And then the Gemara says that mitzvah of getting married young is that a father should encourage his son to get married young. Obviously, today there are other cheshbonos that there were in the time of Chazal. And the Gemara says it's a father's responsibility to be mechanech his child. And he quotes the pasuk, chanoch lenar al pi darko. What age is the child? 18, 20, 22, or 24, as discussed in the Gemara. So what do we see? Chinuch doesn't stop. Chanoch lenar al pi darko doesn't stop. So what was the kasha? The kasha was that Yishmael, many of you probably saw this coming, when it comes to Yishmael, Yishmael already is a bar chiyuv. What about the Baruch Shepotrani Mionish Hazes? So I didn't see anybody say this, the Pemale, but maybe the Vart is like this. The Baruch Shepatrani Me'onish Hazeh is in terms of his status. That as a Barachiyuv Midrabanan, if he doesn't fulfill his Barachiyuv, himself as a Barachiyuv, then God forbid the Onish goes on the father. Baruch Shepatrani Me'onish Hazeh. Now he has his own identity. He's gone from the minor leagues and major leagues. He's now responsible for himself. But on the other din of Rabbeinu Menach, and the Rabbeinu Menach quoted Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko, where it's not talking about being Mekayim, the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, but rather the father giving a broader hadracha to his child, so then in such a case, that chiyuv is mamshich, and that's what Avraham Avinu is doing in this week's parsha. He's not talking about Yishmael as a bar chiyuv midrabanan, but rather we're talking about the notion of Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko. Now there's another famous nekuda that the Rishonim argue about in regards to chinuch, which is, some say, directly related, probably not directly related, but also sheds important light on the shailas that revolve around here as well. And Brachos and Nachman Chesam and Aleph, Rashi and Tosos, argue about why it is that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol on birchas hamazon. Rashi in Brachos Menchesam and Aleph has a very famous line where Rashi says, normally, if I ate today a kizayis and you ate today svia, my fear of benching is midrabanan, your fear is minat Torah, I could be motzi you. Because it's not considered as if we're fundamentally different chiyuvim, because at the end of the day we both have a chiyuv birchas hamazon. But a child, a katan, cannot be motzi a gadol. Why? After all, he has a chiyuv midrabana. Says Rashi, famous line, the avua ramiola. The chiyuv of benching is not on the child, the chiyuv of benching is on the father. Chiyuv of benching is that the father has to be mechanech the child. So the child himself is not a bar chiyuv at all. He's exercising his father's chiyuv. Therefore, argues Rashi, in such a case, a chinuch, chiyuv chinuch cannot be motzi chiyuv of a gadol. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that that's not true, that a child is not considered a bar chiyuv mitzad the father, he is a chayuv midrabanan himself. This machlokis is repeated as well between the Ramban and the Ran in Megillah at the end of Perek Sheni, where the Ramban is of the position like Rashi, and the Ran seems to hold the position of Tosas. Rav Zsolti wants to go so far in Mishnah Siyagid Simen Ayin and say that the two machlokis are dependent on each other. These two nekudos are totally zeh v'zeh. Zsolti claims that if we say that the mitzvah has to be done b'shlei musa, then you're in the minor leagues, then you're a regular bar chiyuv. So the Ritva, who says they have to do b'shlei musa, he argues, should agree with Tosos. However, those who hold that the chiyuv is on the father, so then in such a case, they would hold that the chiyuv doesn't have to be done b'shlei musa. L'aniyas da'iti, what Rav Zsolti here says, is not mukhruf. B'chura, the two issues are not dependent. It could very well be that the chiyuv on the father is to be mechanich his child, to do the mitzvah properly, even with all of its kashrus. And if it's including lachem. And just because it's a chiyuv on the father, that doesn't mean that the chiyuv on the child is not the same, is not the same chiyuv that we have to be mekayimet bihidura. The two issues don't necessarily have to be dependent on each other. So, even though Rav Zsolti goes so far as to say that two machlokes are connected, we don't have to go so far, but let's analyze a little bit more. And here Rav Zsolti has a beautiful ha'ara. Rav Zsolti wants to say there's a fascinating machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Tes, Sif Yud, whether a katan could be mitzarif lezimun with gedolim. I was raised in such an Ashkenazic-centric world that I never believed that a chatan could be mitzvah to the zimni. But the halacha is that by Sfarim Lata, Rav Nemitzal told me by Teimanim, they would already start by the age of 5 and 6. They already start being mitzvah then to the zimun. So, what? Yeah, zimun shosha. Right. Asar is a separate zimun. Correct. So for the zimun shosha, they're able to be mitzvah. Mechabit says yes, Ramah says no. What's the nekudas ha-machlokis? So Zolti wants to say that the machlokis is this machlokis that we saw between Rashi and Tosis. If we say that a katan is not him by himself a bar chiyuv, but rather the father has to be mechanech him, so then in such a case, he's not the same bar chiyuv as the other two, to be mezamin together. They're doing two different things. He's doing chinuch, the little kid. The other two are not doing chinuch. It's a fundamentally different berachas hamazon. However, if you hold like Tosfos, who says that a child is a bar chiyuv midrabanan, just like the others, so then in such a case, you could be able to be mezamin. So even though Rajolti's other mouth could go so far as to say, Tunuk machlokis and Artoli Zebizeh, that's too far to go, but to say that this will be mazbir machlokis mechaber ramah, I think is very attractive. This morning, I mentioned this to Rav Nemitzal, and I told him that maybe this can answer something that bothered him when we were learning these halachas of Zimun. There's a very interesting sheet of the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And normally when we learn Rav Nemitzal, he normally reads the Mishnah Berurah and he makes ha'aris, and he hardly ever asks me to get a sefer. Every once in a while he'll stop at something, he'll be bothered, and he'll think about it for a while. Usually he'll pull out a Rambam and Gemara. Every once in a while, probably once a month, he'll ask me to go get the Achron from the library. So in this case, he asked me to get the Maimar Mordechai, because he didn't understand the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that a woman, if she wants, could be mezamin with other women. An eved, if he wants, could be mezamin with other avodim. But a katanim can't be mezamin if they want with each other. So Rav Nemitzal asked him, what's the difference between the two? At the end of the day, a woman is not chayiv in zimun, but she decided to make herself chayiv in zimun. By the way, I asked him, what about feminism today? So he smiled and he said, you don't have to worry about these things. He said that wasn't a reason not to be mezamin. Some have advocated that women should stop doing zimun for it. He wasn't embarrassed this at all. So women should be mezamin. They could be mezamin. Avodim could be mezamin. But ketanim can't. So Nevinsal said to me, what's the difference? Ketanim are chayiv. And if they elect to do a zimun, why can't they do a zimun? What's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah? Some baby, according to Rav Zolti's Mahalach, it's beautiful. Since the chiyuv of Tanim is not a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon per se as bar chiyuv, then the only one that could be mezamein is someone who himself is a bar chiyuv. But if he's just exercising his father's chiyuv to be mechanechim, so then the chidush is, it's still a chidush, but then we can understand a little bit more why it is that ketanim cannot be mitzarif together. Because the zimun is a call to bar chiyuv. That's what a zimun is. If they're not a bar chiyuv, then maybe we could explain this difficult Mishnah Berurah. Al kol panim. We see here that there is another fundamental issue. And that is, who is the chiyuv on? Is the chiyuv on the father, or is the chiyuv on the child himself as a minor league bar chiyuv? Today, yeshiva, I got everybody's juices going by pointing out that this shaila is at the core of Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva on co-education. Rav Moshe writes that the machlokes that we have, this Ramosha is in Simin Kuf Dalid in Yoredei Achelek Beis. So Ramosha writes that, discusses the following shayla, fascinating shayla. Ramosha says, what happens if we have a school where the children are not at the stage of Hirhur? They won't have Hirhur in boys and girls together. Is there any shayla of having a co-ed school Is there any problem in having a co-ed school where there are boys and girls together? What's that? That was the child that was posted. Oh, how do you know they don't have hero? They're age 4 or 5. 4 or 5. We're not talking about 12, 13. We're talking about the age of 4 or 5. Maybe 6 or 7. Maybe a little bit older. So Rav Moshe writes the following. He starts out with an analysis that flows from what we've been doing. Rav Moshe says, it's totally in the Raivan and the Ritva. The Ritva is known in the poskim as the Shitas Magen Avram, in that simin of Tav Resh Nun Ches. And here is a great example of where the Kula becomes a Chumra, and the Chumra becomes a Kula. Says Rav Moshe, if the Vart in Chinuch is to be margil the children how to act properly, so then, if children at the age, let's talk about 6 or 7. If the children already at the age of 6 or 7 or 8, please don't extrapolate halacha l'maisa from this. This is a discussion, l'hagdil toru l'adira. I'm not trying to talk about co-education. The thrust of the shiur, we're not afraid sometimes of discussing contemporary issues, but the thrust of the shiur wouldn't have been in the direction that we've been going up until now if the subject was co-education. Says Rav Moshe, if we're going to say that the chiyuv of chinuch is a chiyuv that revolves around being margil the child, like the Raivan says, so once they're 6 or 7, they shouldn't get used to, boys and girls shouldn't get used to hanging out together, whether it's playing jump rope or it's the things that they do in high school. Because once they're going to get used to it 6 or 7, then they're going to do what's natural in high school as well. But if the vart is that they're minor league bar chiyuv, so then right now at 6 or 7, there are no isurim whatsoever. So according to the Ritva, or the Magen Avram, the way the post can describe it, it's a Magen Avram as well, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. Ad kan divrei agra. But then Rav Moshe adds one more cryptic line. And people who are not lamdanim, I think, would say that what Rav Moshe is doing is he's just throwing in, okay, at the end of the day, you know, he intellectually broke apart the sugya and then he slammed the door and said it was aser. Because it didn't sound right, it wasn't politically correct. Listen to his last line, not the last line, the tshuva, but after Rav Moshe says it's going to be kol izeh bezeh, he then says, umikol makom hacha, to write down these words, duhu chinuch vehergel lehefuch, you're getting used to the opposite, mistaber shegam lemalgen Avram yesh lesa. Duhu chinuch vehergel lehefuch, it's chinuch and hergel in the opposite direction, it's mistaber that even according to the Ritva it's going to be awesome. What does Rav Moshe mean over here in this line? Normally we're talking about chinuch ba mitzvah saseh, to get used to mitzvah saseh, or you're a bar chiyuv on a mitzvah saseh, then we have a machlokes Ravon and Ritva. But over here, even though the Ritva normally denies the halacha of hergel, over here, since it's going in the opposite direction, in other words, leading to bad things, so in such a case it's going to be aser. So is Rav Moshe just being emotional? Is Rav Moshe saying, well, because there might be bad things down the line, then we throw out the logical system of halacha? Or is Rav Moshe saying something deeper over here? Let's go with one more Rambam. We've seen that the Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Menoach, says that there's a regular chiyuv midrabanan, on children to do mitzvahs. They're minor league b'nei chiyuv. The Rambam in Macholos Asuras, in Perek Yudzayin Halacha Chavzayin Chavches, has a very interesting formulation. The Rambam writes, in regards to the halacha of feeding children Macholos Asuras, Katan she'achal echad mimachalas asuras. O she'asa melacha b'shabbos ein bezem mitzuvin av v'afrishal fi she'eno bendas. We know the Gemara in Yevamos from Kuf Yud Dalid that says that if a child decides to put machalas asuras in its mouth, so then in such a case, bezem doesn't have to be mafrish. Tangentially, we'll talk about this a little bit more later on when we develop this in Machshava, it's clear that parents should not be sticking, hovering over their children. They're playing with mukta toys on Shabbos and so on. Let the kids be kids. There's no chiyuv to be mafresh them. Then the Rambam says, halacha chafchas, afal pi shein bezdin mitzuvin lahafresh es hakatan. Even though Bezdin is not mechuyev to separate the katan, and there is an isur for any Jew to give a child machalas atzuros, mitzvah al aviv ligarbo ulahafrisho kidei lechancho b'kedusha shenemar chanoch lenar al pi da'acho. Nochamo. Af al pi shein Bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisho es hakatan, mitzvah al aviv ligarbo ulahafrisho. It's a mitzvah on the father to protest. Kedei lechancho b'kedusha. Whoever thinks that the Rambam was only a rationalist. Okay, the Rambam, kedei lechancho b'kedusha. To be mechanech him in holiness. Shenemar chanoch lenar al pidarko. As the pasuk says in Mishnah. Comes along with Zolti, and Zolti asks, this is striking. Why, when it comes to the mitzvah of Frusha Meisura, does the Rambam all of a sudden reformulate the mitzvah? We had a very neat chakira. And that is the chiyuv on the child? Is the child a bar chiyuv midrabanan? And obviously the parents are supposed to encourage him to actualize his status as a bar chiyuv midrabanan? Or is the chiyuv on the father? And the Rambam in place after place after place seems to describe as Rabbeinu Manoach, we saw in Shilcha Shvisa Saser, says that there's a few midrabbanan on child, and therefore when he's able to fast all time, he should fast all time. Yet over here, when it comes to La Prusha Meisura, here the Rambam speaks about the chiyuv on the father to be mechanechim lekdusha, al pi the pasuk chanoch lenar al pi darko. So Rav Zsolti just says, what do we see from here? He says, we see that the Rambam holds that Frusha Meisura is a fundamentally different chiyuv than Chinuch B'mitzvos. Chinuch B'mitzvos is that he's a minor leaguer, like we are. Regular bar chiyuv. But the Frusha Meisura is not a din on him. There it's a din on the father. The Kedusha is a din on the father. But Rabbi said, maybe we could add a little bit to this chiyuv in the Rambam. And when he is daiti, this is the Ramesh's Kavana as well over here. And that is, the chiyuv by laving, by isurim, is fundamentally different than the chiyuv by mitzvahs chinuch of aseh. And that is, even though there is a tzad, and it works out beautifully in Rabbeinu Menachem that we had seen earlier with Das HaRambam, that even though there is a tzad to say that the child is a bar chiyuv midrabanan, and that seems to be the sheet Das HaRambam, however, when it comes to mitzvahs kedusha, there the pasuk of Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko is evoked. It's not an inherent thing in the child, but rather is the father's responsibility to see that he's raised B'Kedusha. The father's responsibility to see that he's raised B'Kedusha. Now let's go back to Rav Moshe. How come Rav Moshe, all of a sudden, he went with the Machlokas Raivon and Ritva, and then all of a sudden when it comes to co-education, then all of a sudden he switches tracks? All of a sudden, when it comes to co-education, he says, no, even those who say that it's not about Herigel will agree over here. So is it just that Ramayisha is saying, oh, this is stuff that we have to make the Mechita higher about? Is that what Ramayisha is saying? No, Ramayisha is saying something deeper. Ramayisha is saying that when it comes to Lefrusha Meisura, so there the component that is fundamental to Chinuch is not the child's identity as a bar chiyuv, and here are the most important words, and here we segue to the machshava. The responsibility of the father is to plant in the child. To plant in him, chanoch lenar al pi darko, means to begin the process of planting in the child that he begins to understand what is Kedusha. And that's why we're thinking towards the future. Mitzvos, I say, it's in the present. But when it comes to the Lavim, so then even the Rambam, who normally focuses on the child as a Bar Chiyuv Midrabanan, here the thrust is entirely on the planting of the father. Because when we're talking about Kedusha, so here the planting is what's most critical. To be mashrish in the child, Davar Shebe Kedusha. If you look back in Rabbeinu Menoach, you'll see it fits in beautifully in what Rabbeinu Menoach had said in Perek Beis Halachiyot. And that's what Rav Moshe means over here. When he says that Yisurim is different, he's saying that even the Ritva, who focuses on the fact that he's a Bar Chiyuv Midrabanan, that's talking about mitzvahs asei. But Lafrusha Meisura, Dafter Lafrusha, it could very well be Lafrusha Meisura, Dafter that related to Kedusha. And what pasuk did he quote? Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. And that was the same pasuk. That's what the Rambam quote. That was the same pasuk Rabbeinu Menoach used when we're not being Mekayim the mitzvah in its entirety. When the child is only fasting for a couple of hours. Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko means to create the environment, create the sense in the child that the child is now related to Kedusha. Why? What's behind the lumdus of this Rambam? To the Rapashut, what the Rambam is saying when we think about it. But often it's very, very simple to formulate, but a lot harder to actually live. Kedusha and a yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that accentuates the neshama, Vayipach Bapog Nashmas Chayim, cannot be drilled into the child in the way Chinuch the Mitzvos does. Mitzvos Aseh, the Ramach Evarim and the Shasa Gidim, we need to train ourselves for. Mitzvos Aseh are partly there, Alpi Chasidus, Alpi Musar. Getting up in the morning and davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about refining our Ramach Evarim and Shasa Gidim in the service of Kutcho Brichu. And that requires diligence, and that requires working on ourselves. It might require us giving ourselves a knas when we don't get up for davening. The mitzvos asay there are a function of not always the process of zriya, of planting, but also building. Building on ourselves, building on our children. What does building mean? Building means Watsonian psychology. Building means to take a child and teach them, just like Pavlov's mice, that what they're doing is either right or what they're doing is wrong. When the mouse goes in the wrong direction, it gets zapped by electricity, and when it goes in the right direction, it gets a bit of sugar. And that's an important part of chinuch as well. That's binyan. And in order to create a sense of structure for a child, and to begin to teach him how to be ma'ale ez ramach evar mishasa gidin, so then we need to give them the process of binyan. But Kedusha, when we're talking about the more sublime, loftier component of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building is not going to work. There needs to be a process that's much deeper than that. And of course, these two terms are made famous by Revolvi. Two different forms of chinuch, the process of zri and the process of binyan. I'll give you an example of where binyan doesn't work, only zriya works. And I think that's behind this Rambam as well, where the Rambam emphasized Kedusha. Rambam's not only talking about Lafrusha Meisur, he used the word Kedusha. I sometimes see in shul, a child comes in, and the father begins to drive at him, that he has to daven, put his finger on the place. Mamash, he's yored on him. He's being bone the child. He's building the child, but he's also destroying the child in his kedusha. Kedusha is not something that positive and negative reinforcement is going to work for. Kedusha has to be experienced through the process of planting. How is planting achieved? The way planting is achieved is by giving the child the sense. What is planting? Planting is giving them the exposure to the sun, and to the water, to the warmth of Torah, and to the nutrition of Torah. So that means exposing them to Gedolei Torah, giving them the sense of the warmth of Torah. I found with children, I've said this before, emphasize again, Sipurei Tzadikim is something that really, really gets in the imagination of children. And when it comes to davening, it comes to a child's davening, and I understand the temptation so much, because the child is there, and we want our children to perform in davening. Not, some parents are looking over their shoulder and they're comparing their child to other people, or comparing themselves to other parents. That's, of course, that's sheker v'chazal. Every child needs to be developed on their own. But even a sincere parent that's not looking over his shoulder, at the end of the day, there's something that we want from them. And the temptation is very, very, very great to go with the positive and the negative. But at the end of the day, that's not going to work. Why? In davening? Because it's not about performance. It's about relationship. It's not the result of whether he's pressing this button or that button. Tefillah is all about avodah shebalev biyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my wife says beautifully, a beautiful yisod, she said, it doesn't matter if the child said half of Shemona Esrei, or one quarter of Shemona Esrei, or all of Shemona Esrei. But does the child feel that he or she davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If they feel that they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they davened. And if they feel their father was forcing them to daven, then they feel God is forcing them to daven. Because Rabbosai, our children look at us as Chazal do. And that is that we are a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, God is not a person of an entity of compassion, but rather He's reflected in this person of coercion. And so therefore, this bechina of looking at tefillah as and almost all components of ruchnius as being a product of Zriya is extremely, extremely important. Nakuda on building. There are times that we need to build. And there are times that dafka, positive and negative reinforcement, are extremely important. But two ha'aros. Number one, the halacha of chinuch midrabanan was that the child only becomes chayv when he's able to do a mitzvah gemura. When he's able to do a mitzvah in its entirety. When he's yodeh l'naneh. But he's not mechuyav in the mitzvah, as I say, until he can reach that point. We have to be careful that we don't start trying to build before the child is capable of being turned into a structure of avodas Hashem. Because if we're going to try before it's premature, when it's premature, when the child is not capable, then it'll be entirely destructive. And also, on the other hand, the other cheshbon that we have to make is that once we use positive and negative reinforcement, there are a lot of parents out there that give many rewards and give many punishments. But when they give rewards and punishments, paradoxically, they're always punishing their children, they're always rewarding the children. They could have done the exact same thing once if they had done it effectively instead of having to do it 20 times over. And that is, the punishment has to really hurt. I don't mean physically, but it has to be a serious punishment, and the reward also has to be a serious reward. So instead of constantly nagging at the children of onesh and schar, use it sparingly, and in that way the binyan is going to stand. But if you're constantly doing it, if you're constantly doing construction on a house, constantly fixing it, constantly taking it apart, the strain on it becomes too great. But if what you do it right, you do it, and one can't be intimidated. One needs to have a little bit of self-confidence that one makes a decision that what the child did was inappropriate. So then, in such a case, one has to carry through with that onish in its fullest, no matter what the tantrum, no matter how difficult they're making it. If your decision has been made to punish them, then in such a case, the punishment should be carry through out exactly as the way you had described it, if you had given a warning beforehand, to carry through exactly as you had described it to the child initially. So now, we see that there are times, almost in all cases in Ruchnius, it's all about creating the appropriate environment, Zriya, about creating an environment where they feel a sense of warmth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Another point that we didn't mention in regards to Zriya, we refer to as, in regards to being around Gedolei Torah, it also means, even more significantly than Gedolei Torah, is appearance. Appearance are the ultimate exposure. The parents have to reflect that warmth and that light. And at the same time, we saw that there are times that we need the process of binyan as well. But let's flesh out, let's give one particular example where both are at play. Where Zriya could be at play, and binyan as well could be at play. My wife told me tonight, I think she waited 3 or 4 years before she told me this, she told me, I asked her for an example. She said to me, I'll tell you something that happened a few years ago. Someone knocked on the door, and our oldest son opened the door, and one of our neighbors is at the door, and he took the leading something, he took it and he threw it at me. At that moment, as my wife was telling it to me tonight, I was like, wanted to start the process of vineyard right there. 3 years later, my son, named after Menachem Zemba, this is what he does. And we have to catch ourselves. We have to catch ourselves before we begin the process of binyan, we have to ask. Before we begin the process of deconstructing, there are times that we need to, but we need to ask ourselves, are we reacting based on our instinct? Is that what's going on? Or is there something else that's at play? So at that particular moment, here we have a chisaron, an absolute chisaron in midos. To Bezos Hashem, a child who's growing up fine in midos right now, continue to grow. And there are two components that are at play. One is a component of chinuch that demands binyan, and that is taking a step back. You don't have to dole out the punishment immediately, although the younger the child, the more important that it is, that it's closer to the Avera. The older the child, the more time you have before having to dole out the punishment. You have a little bit more time to think it through. And then, negative reinforcement is probably appropriate. But then we have to also take a step back and say to ourselves, is the Zriya proper? Are we really, really showing them? Are we exposing them enough of how to interact with others? Are the midos that they're hearing about and being exposed to something that we want ultimately them to embody? And so then, in such a case, if I had known about it 2-3 years ago, I think my wife was afraid of my binyan at that particular moment. But then if I had known about it, I'd taken a step back and thought about it, so I would have said to myself, okay, this Shabbos, when I tell the kids a story, I'm going to emphasize something about midos. Talk about midos. And then there's another cheshbon I have to ask myself, and that is, where is the tree growing right now? Are the kids in the class an embodiment of that ingression? Does something need to be adjusted where they're hanging out? And yes, every once in a while we have to make an uncomfortable decision and say, our son, our daughter shouldn't hang out in that particular place. It's not a positive influence on them. It's not affecting their midos properly. So when it comes to Ruchnius, so there it's clear. Ruchnius is almost always works through the process of Zriya. Negative and positive reinforcement hardly ever works. When it comes to things that relate to the physical, fire is hot, don't cross the street unless we're around, and then chas v'chalila they do. So then in such a case, then usually that warrants the other extreme, absolute binyan. And then the middle ground is in regards to midos. When we're talking about midos, so there, midos often requires a dual approach. When it comes to midos, we need to look at it both from the perspective of Zriya and binyan, and then try to make a cheshbon nefesh in ourselves. Now, the binyan is so easy because it's so easy for us to think of a punishment, think of a reward. Unfortunately, there's some parents that all they could think of is hitting their child. By the way, there are times that hitting a child is okay. But that requires a separate analysis. Well, I'll just leave you with one thing. My parents, my father would hit me every once in a while when I was younger. But there was only once in my life that I was hit by a Rebbe. Nowadays, in most schools, it's highly discouraged, and I understand it because it's a very, very dangerous thing. But when I was in fourth grade, and to this day I'm thankful to this Rebbe, I was an average kid in school. Okay, kid, not a goody-goody, and not someone who got unsatisfactory on conduct. Okay. One day, this is in a yeshivish place. I went to a yeshiva for elementary school, and my social studies teacher was a Hasidic Rebbe, fourth grade, and he was actually a fine person. I don't remember how much social studies he actually knew, but so one time he had his back turned and he asked the students to be quiet. And I was sitting about here, and the pencil sharpener was not far from the teacher, and I had gotten up to sharpen my pencil. And as I was passing where Eitan is sitting, I turned to one of my friends and I said, "Oh," under my breath. The Rebbe said, "Be quiet." I said, "Oh." And I walked a little bit closer to the pencil sharpener, and the next thing I know, I knew I didn't know where I was. The Rebbe hit me so, so hard. Right across the face. Slammed me across the face. I remember my yarmulke fell off. I didn't know what it hit me for 2 or 3 seconds. Now, yesh lodun, if the Rebbe was correct. Yesh lodun. But I know to this day that I am forever thankful for him. Because in my gut, in deep in my instincts, is now deeply embedded that chutzpah is associated with a really, really heavy consequence. So there are times that that association can work. In today's chinuch system, I don't advocate it. In my children's school, if they would ask me, I would discourage it. Although if I trusted a Rebbe 100%, I wouldn't be so devastated if a Rebbe once gave my child a smack. However, at the end of the day, that subject today is too heavy. The legal ramifications of it are too great. But the Yisod HaDover remains the same. And the Yisod HaDover is that when it comes to a Chisaron in Midos, and Midos is the Makar, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, that if one doesn't have those Bechina of Midos that lead to Yira, that lead to Anava, as the Ramban speaks out in the Geras HaRamban, so then ultimately nothing is going to stick. And we have to, when a child begins to grow in the process of Midos, and every single child is going to fall in that. I remember how anxious I was when my children were younger and they clearly aggrieved in Midos. It's natural for a child to test his boundaries, his or her boundaries, to challenge, to question. Ultimately, our responsibility, Be'ezer Hashem, is to give them that warmth and that light, to give them that nutrition of Torah, and by doing the proper Zriya, then ultimately they'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to go Michael Al-Chaim. Mishnah Tavitz in Simin Ayin.